Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking, well, let's have another chat, last chat of the week. And let's go out with a bang. Let's talk to the, his stuff is at Ammoland.com. And he is the biggest writer at Ammoland, which Ammoland is the biggest site of its type on the planet, which makes him the biggest writer. And that would make him Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
So let's lead off. We have a story where a 72-year-old homeowner, stops an intruder, which, I would never mess with older people because older people are not going to sit back there and go, well, why are you here? You know, did you have a bad, you know, I could take you hand to hand. They're just going to shoot you.
They're not going to talk about it. Once you get up to where your reflexes are not as good as they used to be, and maybe your balance isn't quite as good, you know, your physical capabilities are not quite as good as they used to be, you realize you don't have a lot of other options, except firearms, because they make up for those disabilities. So in this case, it's interesting because I started looking at it. And the police did not give out a huge amount of information, but they did give out the street that it occurred at, and it was in this township in Bedford County, Liberty Township in Bedford County, as I recall. And they got a call at about 3 a.m., and it was that there was a home invasion and there was an assault in progress. And then the call was disconnected, and then when the call got reconnected, there was a report of shots being fired. Well, because this was out in the county and apparently not in the jurisdiction of any municipality, the state police were the ones who went to the scene. Now, I would have thought it could have been a sheriff's deputy, too, but in this case, it turned out to be the state police. And when they arrived, they determined that one shot had been fired, and the intruder, who's named Dakota Lance Hall, was struck, and he died at the scene. So I started trying to do due diligence on this and figure out what happened. Well, it initially was reported that Dakota Hall was 22 years old, but I found his obituary, which said he was 26. And then I looked up in the obituary and I found out that, he at least was involved in a semi-permanent or permanent relationship with a woman, and she was pregnant. And he had been arrested a few years earlier for domestic assault. So I don't know if he was convicted or not. But it turns out his parents lived only a couple of blocks away from where this break-in and assault happened. So I kind of wonder if he was maybe related to this person, the 72-year-old, or not. Was it a domestic incident? Nobody has said. But considering he had lived in that area, and he only lived about 30 miles away now, you wonder if there might be some connection between the person who was assaulted and Dakota Hall. And it's a very short road that the address is on. It's only about 15, what appeared to me from the satellite image, to be mobile homes on the road. And then there's a couple of athletic fields, and then there's a school and high school complex on the other side. I mean, did Dakota go there? I don't know. It does not look to me like a completely unrelated person breaking into an unknown home. Now, it may have been, but my investigatory sense says when somebody is found breaking into a home in an area he has lived at and where it's close to where his parents live, there's a good chance he knew the person involved. We just don't know in this case. But, and he was shot and killed, and I know for certain that young males do a lot of stupid things when the women are involved. I don't know if a woman was involved in this case, but he had been arrested for domestic a few years ago. So considering that that's the only criminal activity on his record, I suspect that this is an unusual circumstance and he just did everything wrong and paid the price.
Well, all I think about, you know, it's nice to be able to look back at these things and try to figure out what went wrong with any one of these people that might go into this kind of life of crime, right? Predatory life and everything else. But for me, the overwhelming thing is that we had a septuagenarian get out there and take care of business.
Right. I agree. And I've seen a lot of these. And there is a small percent, well, not that small. There's a significant minority of the time where there are these crimes of passion in domestic affairs. And sometimes it's a long-term thing that, you know, this person has been getting out of hand for a long time, and finally somebody takes care of business. Other times, you know, it's early on, and we don't know in this case. But, yeah, and I, as a 72-year-old man in this case, he probably didn't have a lot of choice. It was either, you know, take a significant beating or use deadly force.
Well, I mean,
and at 72,
where do you think? I mean, there when somebody breaks into your home, that's such an extreme predicament, way beyond
exactly.
The norm. You don't know where he's going to go or how he's going to stop. And listen, I'm going to reserve the right if they kick in my door. I'm going to reserve the right to think, well, I've got a bunch of extreme things I'm about to go do. Let's start by kicking in this door.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's correct.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm going to reply with an extreme response.
Yeah.
Unless,
and
you know, if I go guns up on somebody and they turn tail and run, okay. I'm not going to shoot them.
You know what else I see that in more and more frequency now?
What's that?
And it's terrifying because it's becoming so common. People on drugs who really are out of their minds and, you know, you can't reason with them at all. They think they're maybe attacking demons or, dinosaurs or werewolves or something.
I tell you what, I'll give you my opinion of that when we get back. Coming up on the first break. This article is the last article that got printed for Dean at Ammoland. It's there with well over 2,100 other articles by Dean waiting for you to go and to peruse it. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten. And before we move on, you were just bringing up the thing that nowadays, like in Pennsylvania especially, in Philadelphia, they've got parts of Philadelphia where it looks like the Night of the Living Dead, where all these drugged out people are out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how dangerous they are when they're drugged up, but just like you say, if they decide they're fighting a demon or something, unfortunately for them,
yeah,
in my position, if they come at me and they think they're fighting Beelzebul, I'm going to have to cap them until they go down, and then they can determine what caused him to act that way. But now I have to live with the fact that I had to deal with another human being because of that.
Right. But you know you're responsible for your actions.
Sure.
And if you choose to do drugs, or more commonly, alcohol, that makes a lot of people crazy too, you're responsible for what you do when you're on those drugs or alcohol. So, you know, just saying, well, I don't know how many stories I've read. Well, I shouldn't be held responsible. I was drunk, or I was, well, no, you chose to be in that state. So you're responsible, even though you wouldn't normally do the sorts of things you were going to do or did. But I see lots and lots of stories, and I monitor this stuff every day. And, of course, what you see on the news is just a little fragment of what's out there, and they're going to go with the most extreme cases. So you get a kind of skewed view of what is happening. But I do see more and more cases where people are on drugs, and I say the most common where I get extreme cases of it are methamphetamine.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it makes people paranoid, and they often see visions and hallucinations. And pretty commonly I hear, you know, I'm fighting demons, I'm fighting aliens, or help me, leave me in, the aliens are chasing me, you know. And then they get inside, oh, your demon's in here too, I got to kill you, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's unfortunate, and unfortunately they'll have to sort that out after I make sure that I'm here for them to ask some questions. Let's go. Let's go across the world now. Let's go to where we're going. We're going to India.
Yeah, and I'm a member of a discussion group called Indians for Guns.
Okay.
And it's a group of actually pretty highly educated Indians. I think that's generally the norm for people who manage to get a gun permit in India. You know, you probably are a little bit above average. And they discuss what's going on in India and what is happening with gun permits and such. And so I was kind of sensitized to this. And I happened to be doing some research, and I found that there's a court case that was going on in India where this relatively small district, it's a little bigger than Rhode Island in India. It's in the southwest of India. And it used to be called Coorg, and now is called Kodagu. And it has a population of 550,000 or so. And they have had this tradition for hundreds and hundreds of years, before there were any guns, that all the households in this district were allowed to have weapons. And it reminded me of Switzerland. And in the case when before the Muslims invaded India, so that's several hundred years ago, they had this right to bear arms there. And if the king would say, you know, we need to repel invaders, everybody would grab their bow and their swords or whatever, and they'd get out, kind of like old England, you know, with the bows, and they would repel invaders. Well, they got conquered by Muslim invaders, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I think, I don't want to be held to this. It was probably around 900, 1,000 years ago. And then even the Muslim conquerors said, you know, we're going to keep the system. Yeah, we don't want a revolution right now. We'll tell these people they can keep their arms. Well, they were under Muslim rule for a good while. And then they became the British conquered that part of India. and they were under British rule. And all of them allowed the people there, or they respected their rights to keep and bear arms. And the British, there was a big mutiny in India, or an uprising, depending on whose viewpoint you're looking at, in 1857. And the British started imposing strict gun control then. That's where many of the ideas they came up with controlling weapons in the 1920s came from, their experience in India starting about 1857 and on. But in this district, Kodagu, the people there were loyal to the British, their British rulers, and as a consequence, when the British imposed gun control, they said, well, doesn't apply to you people over here. You're good people. We don't have, you don't have to have a license to have a gun. So that continued their tradition from hundreds and hundreds of years of being able to keep weapons without having to apply for a permit there in Kodagu. Well, in 2015, so that's only 7 years ago, somebody said, how dare these people keep arms when the rest of us have to apply for a license and hardly ever can get one? Why, it's a disgraceful, it's a horrible thing. We are going to petition, and it's similar to a lawsuit here in the U.S., we're going to petition the high court in the state that Kodagu is in and try and get it so that these people have to go through the same hoops and jumps that we have to go through. Why, it's not right. And it went up to the high court there in the state of, I think it's Karnataka, which is a lot bigger, but it had about maybe about 15 or 20 districts in it, the size of Kodagu. So it's much bigger.
Yeah.
And in September of last year, 2021, the Karnataka High Court said, yeah, that's a legal exemption. They've always had this, you know. They have rights. They don't have to get a license from the government.
Let me get you to hold up right there, because we're coming up on the next break. We'll finish this on the other side. A place in India that's just like Switzerland. Who'd have thunk it? And he hasn't got to the good parts yet. And this article, you can find this at amoland.com, along with about 2,100 plus others by Dean. And who knows how, I even have a few over there. I don't remember what it was I wrote, but I've got a few there as well. So, amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
News update. The vote is in favor of recommending criminal charges against former President Trump. That's the word coming from the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. Politico reports the committee will urge the Justice Department to pursue at least three charges against Trump for his role in the riot. The panel will hold its final hearing on Monday. COVID is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored.
According to new estimates from the Centers for Disease Control, there have been at least
13 million flu cases this year, and that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses of the past months. But some regions of the USA could still experience big waves of illness into early spring.
A lot of college football will be played in the U.S. Among the corporations lending their names to some of the games, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, one notable non-corporate sponsor, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Dean Ucho, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just hearing about the Karnataka High Court in India deciding that this particular region of India, Kodagu, was legal for them to have guns. The rest of the country, how bad is it in the rest of the country?
Well, in the rest of the country, it's an involved, difficult process to go through to get a permit in order to obtain a gun. You have to, it's much like it is in England, where you have to go to the police and beg permission, and if they, you know, if you squint the wrong way, or if you don't dot the I properly, or to be more practical, if you don't transfer enough money to the official in charge, you don't get the permit. But if you have the right connections, and probably more importantly, if you have the right amount of money, you get the permit. And I don't say this frivolously, because the people on the website where they discuss the laws in India are open about how corrupt the system is and how you have to pay considerable amounts of money in order to exercise your rights there in India. And they've got some funny other things, too. Like, they will not allow, they call them cultural heritage guns. And the police there, when the British were there, because they were there at the height of the British Empire, And so they have a lot of classic British guns. And when I was looking at some of the news coverage there, you could see, you know, the police had all these vintage Webley revolvers, for example. But they can't sell them because they're considered cultural artifacts. So they're not allowed to sell them to anybody, and nobody's allowed to have them. And so they just sit in police custody. And, you know, they're the type of guns that here in the U.S. would bring $500, $1,000 just as a collector's item because they're what we would consider an antique, and they're in excellent condition.
Right.
So anyway, in India, most people have a very difficult time getting a license to have a firearm. And the black market thrives, and you have probably 70 million illegal guns in the India subcontinent. And so most people just get a gun illegal. Well, in Kogadu, they have had the legal right to have arms forever. As long as anybody can remember, back to before the Muslim invasion, perhaps 1,000 years ago or so. And that has continued. And the British Raj gave it to them. And after the British Raj continued their exemption, then when India gained independence, the government in the independent new government in India, which went into effect about 48, 49, I think, they continued the exemption there. So it's been a continuous thing. And somebody complained and said, well, we don't like it. And so it went to the Karnataka High Court. I think, I call it Supreme Court at one point, but it's the same thing. It's the highest court in that state. And they upheld it in September 21. And they said, I'm going to quote here, the center had decided to continue the British era rule of exempting Kodavas and Jama land holders in the hill district of Kodagu from obtaining license for firearms such as pistols, revolvers, and double-barrel shotguns. Well, you know, if I were in India and hardly anybody's allowed any weapons and I'm allowed to have pistols, revolvers, and double-barrel shotguns without a license, that would make me pretty happy.
Yeah.
Whoever had brought the lawsuit is appealing it to the Supreme Court of India. And so in March of this year, the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. But who knows when they will actually hear it? I don't know. And here's an interesting thing. I tried digging up the crime statistics for this district, and all I could get were the overall crime statistics, you know, not just murder rates or theft rates, it's just the overall. But the overall crime rate in Kodagu is just about half of what it is in India on average. In Kodagu, it's 233 per 100,000. In India as a whole, it's 445. So it's very close to half. So we'll see what happens with this high court, you know, the Supreme Court of India, and whether they decide, no, we can't let those people keep the rights that they have retained over the last 1,000 years. We're going to tell them different. I don't know what will happen. But it's an interesting case where you have this place about the size of Rhode Island, a little bigger, in India, where people have retained their right to arms for 1,000 years.
Well,
I found it interesting.
Well, it is interesting. When I think about it, my first thought is like, do we know what crime is like in India? How bad is crime in India? How bad is suicide in India? Why can't they have guns in India? Is that a British thing from the time British?
Well, yeah, it's strictly British. It was put into place. India was a very well armed place in 1857 when the mutiny took place. The mutiny/uprising, whichever you prefer. And that's when the British started cracking down. Now, I was on my ex's side, but my children's great uncle did a patrol, a geographic survey looking for oil in India in the 20s. So that's 100 years ago. He did very well later on. But anyway,
And he shot wild pigs and stuff to feed his crew as they were doing these geological surveys. And I have a picture from a book he wrote that looks amazingly like a Savage Model 99 rifle. But it's not, it's a little blurry. It's hard to be sure. But it's some relatively modern rifle back in the 20s. And he's carrying it around in India. And he had no problem getting a permit. Because I guess they figured he's close enough to British by being an American.
I guess. I guess I reckon. We're coming up on the last break, and that article, I find that article very interesting in that India is sort of a volatile place.
It is, and I don't trust their statistics very much because it's a really I don't think it's probably not as corrupt as maybe Russia or Ukraine, but there's a lot of corruption that goes on in India. So I don't know how good they are at actually putting out statistics.
Well, anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk. Another bear topic to talk about. And, I want to know before, and you don't tell me now, because I watched the video, that's in this, and I know that happens. And it's interesting that that happens in the animal kingdom. And I, also want to know why you wrote that. I want to know what was the impetus, and that's coming up. And, Dean, these articles that we discuss on a regular basis, Dean publishes about 4 or 5 a week. And, he is the most prolific writer in the gun culture. And he covers the most stuff. And you'll see what I'm talking about with this next article. We've been from India. We've been from Pennsylvania to India. Now we're going to Yellowstone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and he's got an article up right now about bears killing young bears and a video, which is a particularly brutal video of a boar, a full-grown grizzly boar, killing a male cub, although the male cub is actually a 150-pound entity. It's the same size as a
right.
average
human. Right. You know, they call them sub-adults.
Yeah. That and the way the adult was moving this bear around, it was like that bear didn't weigh nothing. So
I thought that was very informative because the people are often about 150 pounds.
Yeah.
So that bear gets a hold of you, he's going to be able to move you like that boar did this sub-adult.
So this is not a new thing. We know that lions do the same thing. They eat young lion cubs. Why did you decide to write this?
Well, because what I see, first off, I think it's graphic evidence that cannot be denied. And so it is good to show the falsity of this anthropomorphic, which is treating people like animals. I mean, treating animals as if they're people. Idea that these bears are fuzzy forest creatures that never harm anything. I mean, here you have an adult boar who takes offense at this sub-adult being around, and he doesn't just chase the bear off. He grabs him and he mortally wounds the bear. The sub-adult is so badly harmed that the authorities come in and euthanize him afterwards because they realize he's not going to survive and they just don't want him suffering for days. And the reason, two reasons that I put it up there, one was to show how powerful these bears are, because this young sub-adult bear, 150 pounds, is just shaking like a dog shakes a rat. And, you know, if you get into a situation where a bear is getting a hold of you and attacking you, expect to be treated kind of the same way. Now, the other thing is to dispel this image of bears as just kindly forest creatures. You know, the only reason they ever attack a person is because the person did something wrong or the bear would not have attacked it. Well, that's just nonsense. It's really BS. It is false. Bears attack other creatures for a whole variety of reasons. And one of the big ones is that grizzlies tend to be very violent, very easily angered or ticked off, and they may decide to attack you long before you ever see them. And I have been researching what happens in bear dynamics, in bear populations, and it turns out there's a lot of good evidence that boar bears kill about one quarter of all the cubs that are that come into existence every year. So when you think of that, they're basically killing off a quarter of all the bears that are ever born. And there's good research on it. So if you look at one of the prime killers of bears, it's other bears. And it's particularly big, mature boar bears. And if you remove some of those big, mature boars, you're going to save a lot of bear cubs, because the boars won't be there to kill the cubs and they'll change the population dynamics. And there's been some pretty good research that shows that that is probably correct. Now, when I was growing up in northern Wisconsin in the 60s and 70s, let's say, that's good. That was definitely a decade I grew up in. It was rare to see bears around. Now, you might see a couple at a local dump if you went out there. Dumps were open and not burned off and buried every day at that time. But out in the woods, you rarely came across the bear trap, and you almost never saw a bear. By the time, we're getting into the late 80s, early 90s, there were bears all over the place. I mean, I went up there, I think, in early 90s. I saw like a dozen bears in the 2 weeks I was there. It was amazing. And I tried to figure out what was going on. Well, they changed the hunting system up there. There were a number of other things that had changed, so it's not just one factor. But hunters were harvesting a lot of the big boars. Well, you take those big boars out, they don't kill the cubs. More cubs survive, and you have a higher bear population. The other thing that happened is that temperatures were going up a bit, and you didn't have as severe winters, and you had a lot more logging, bringing up new growth, which provided a lot more food for everything else. You had huge deer populations. I mean, at the height, we harvested something like almost 750,000 deer in Wisconsin deer hunting. And the conservation people were begging you to kill more deer. We got too many deer. We got to kill. And, of course, that meant that a lot of deer were killed on the highways, and that's more food for the bears. So there were a lot of things going on.
Now, in the lion kingdom, lions, the male lions, the young male lions will go after the older male lion and then kill all the older male lion's cubs to destroy their bloodline. Now, since most of the bears in the United States that get hunted are big boars, is this what keeps bears, the younger males that come into their own, from killing these older boars? Do we know? Any idea?
I think that it's a different dynamic, because the lion, the adult mature lions are part of a harem system. You know, they've got their harem of other females, and so they know kind of which cubs came from a particular dominant male, because they're all part of that same tribe. But in boars, and male bears are not involved with the upbringing of their cubs at all. Once the mating season's gone, they're separated, and they probably have no idea what cub is theirs or not. So it appears that big boars just routinely kill cubs as a matter of course.
Because they're there.
Sometimes because they're there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it may be considered territorial. It might be involved with mating. That seems to have been the case in the recent Yellowstone episode. And a lot of times they just eat them. They're just another food source to them. So they kill the cubs and then they eat them. And we have fair numbers for grizzlies or European brown bears, basically the same bear. And then we have that for black bears. There's been studies done that show large numbers of cubs are killed by males. And we have seen anecdotally that it's not that uncommon for polar bears to kill cubs, but we just don't have the numbers because they're so hard to study. So we don't have good numbers for them, but we have seen plenty of cases where polar bears have killed cubs. And it's kind of interesting in that there's this person who was a professional bear hunter in Washington State named Ralph, Peters, I believe it was. And he killed a lot of bears, but he also got involved in a study where they radio tracked radio collared bears, and they found that one bear was wandering around, a big male boar, got up earlier than everybody else, got up in February and wandering around, and he was searching out the dens of female bears, and then he would either kill the female and eat it and the cubs, or the female might escape, the sow escape, and then he'd kill the cubs.
Right.
So, you know, it's a predation on cubs by adult male bears is pretty common. It's the way things work.
Well, check
so
it.
The more that...
We're running out of time. That's fascinating. I never would have thought that, but I knew they weren't, you know, Yogi Bear and all that other stuff. Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
And that is it for the week. Back on Monday, between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.